USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today at the White House, President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence condemned Russia's support of Venezuela during a meeting with opposition leader Juan Guaido's wife. President Trump was also asked if applying more pressure is needed to the current Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro.
Well, they've got a lot of pressure right now. They have no money, they have no oil, they have no nothing. They got plenty of pressure right now, so we'll see. They have no electricity, and other than military, you can't get any more pressure than they have. Unfortunately, a lot of people are starving. They don't take the aid. We've sent hundreds of millions of dollars worth of aid to the border. He won't take the aid.
The Chicago Police Union is calling for an investigation into the state's attorney, Kim Fox. The Chicago Sun-Times is reporting Michelle Obama's former chief of staff, Tina Chen, had put Fox in touch with Jussie Smollett's family just days after he reported the alleged attack to police. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The man accused of kidnapping a Wisconsin girl after murdering her parents and holding her for months pleads guilty. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
21-year-old Jake Patterson pleads guilty to kidnapping Jamie Kloss and murdering her parents. In court on Wednesday morning in Barron County, Wisconsin, he entered his plea after being charged with two counts of intentional homicide and a count of kidnapping and armed burglary. The murders and kidnapping happened last October. Jamie was held for nearly 3 months before she escaped on her own in January.
Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao is outlining why the FAA waited to ground all Boeing 737 MAX aircraft after two deadly crashes in less than 6 months.
And based on the information that everyone had at that time, March 10th, March 11th, March 12th, there was no factual basis upon which to ground the planes.
Chao was testifying before the Senate today. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
On Wednesday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was testifying before a House Foreign Affairs Committee. Now, this is all in regards to his 2020 budget request. One of the topics brought up was troop production in Syria and in the Middle East overall.
I don't want to speak about particular troop levels. I'll leave that to the Department of Defense, but I can talk about the policy. The President's made clear he wants to put as few American soldiers' lives at risk as he possibly can and do so while achieving America's important policy interests. I think we can do that. You can't talk about, by the way, I have a senior State Department official who is working diligently to implement UN Security Council Resolution 2254 and to work with the Turks and with the Kurds to create conditions on the ground, but in the real estate that separates Syria and Turkey so that we can continue to maintain the vigilance that led to the destruction of the caliphate. This fits inside, it's a longer answer, but this fits inside our policy throughout the Middle East, whether it's Iraq or in Syria, the work that we're doing to help Lebanon, the work we're doing with our Gulf partners to achieve precisely what it is I think you described, a secure situation for the American people and an increase in the stability throughout the Middle East.
America could have its next multimillionaire after tonight's Powerball drawing. The jackpot is set for $750 million, meaning if the winner chooses the cash option, they'll take home a cool $465 million. That's obviously before taxes. This is the fourth largest Powerball jackpot in history. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.